Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, back here. More hands-on impressions from Gamescom. From Gamescom. This time, we're going to talk about State of Decay 3.
Mm-hmm. Paris, State of Decay 3.
Paris, the Man, the Myth, and the Legend got to play this. And how long was this session compared to the other session that you got to check out?
It was an hour total, probably about 45 minutes of game time. And then we had Q&A after.
Awesome. Now, have you played previous State of Decay games?
First time I ever touched a State of Decay game was that demo.
Awesome. Well, I'm very curious. As a first timer playing State of Decay for the first time, was it too much? It was good. Like, was it a good experience or what for you?
I mean, it was a pretty good experience. I think just to set it up. So we did. It was co-op. It was three of us that were playing in co-op. So the way State of Decay works, and I hope I'm getting this 100% correct, that it's not like you don't do matchmaking or anything, right? It's not like dedicated server. You literally create a world and then you can invite, and there's the generated characters in the world. You could play it solo if you wanted to, but then you can invite people to come in and they'll take control of a few characters. And then it essentially creates this persistent world that you're sharing with those friends. So even if I left, they're already in the world. They will continue playing, right? And I asked this question. I was like, well, what's preventing preventing one of my friends from inviting some knucklehead into the world? And then he does a bunch of stuff that I don't want him to do. You would literally have to give the person you invite admin rights to be able to invite people. So you have some control over that. So I could create a State of Decay world and I'm the only person allowed to invite anybody in, right? So if you decide you don't want to play anymore, I can invite someone else in, but you can't invite other people in unless I give you the permission to do so. But anyways, the game itself, from what we played, like I said, about 45 minutes, you know, zombie apocalypse, you're going on these missions to get resources. You're scavenging for supplies and things, right? And then you have these generated characters that have different perks on them, that some things that they'd be really good at, some that they're not. And again, it's generative. Blah, I can't even talk. So you never know necessarily what you're going to get, but you have to try and find people in your group that make sense to go do certain things that you need, right? You can recruit people to join into your camp, your group. If you're doing a bad job, people will leave, as an example, right? The zombies, mm-hmm. You could lose your camp. You have to retreat, go to different areas. They were showing us the map, stuff like that. Very intriguing to me. But again, this is my first time playing, so I do really feel like I need more time in this world to truly understand it. But from the little we played, we had fun. Went on a scavenging mission, took out some zombies, you know, got rushed a few times by a few zombies. I know one of the people that we're playing with, she hopped in a van and left us.
Really? You're like, I'm out.
Yeah, just joking around kind of thing. But it was fun. I definitely see the potential in this. What I can take from this in just my limited time was you're going to want a good group of people to play with and collaborate with. I think that's very important, who you invite into your world, and make sure that these are people that you can trust that are essentially going to play State of Decay. You all are in agreement on how you're approaching things, playing it, communicating, stuff like that. So overall, I mean, it was good. I mean, I know this has been long anticipated, and finally, you know, because I guess they're going to do a closed beta at the end of the year. And then that's to prepare for 2027 with the full release. And I definitely see potential with it. I want to get more time with it for sure so that I can truly understand it. Now, one of the people I play with has played a lot of State of Decay games. I remember he was even saying this was good. This was really good. They've definitely, the visuals were great in it, by the way. But he was saying this was definitely a step up from State of Decay 2.
Nice, nice. Did you manage to do like any crafting or anything?
No, but
while
you can.
Preparing?
No.
You can, yeah, yeah.
And again, because we had limited time. So this was more, hey, let's just go in here, see what we can scavenge and shoot some zombies kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Also, so you ran out of the base, like your hideout, whatever. You ran out. You went with a group. You went really, really too deep out there, or you were like
again,
close enough?
It was a demo, so they stuck us in a scenario. We weren't at the base. We were out already scavenging.
Oh.
In a town.
Okay.
Right. And the point would have been you get a bunch of stuff and then you would have go back to the base with it And then to your point, you can craft and do all those things. But we were just literally in a scenario where we were in a town scavenging for supplies. And then just obviously the various zombies and stuff, enemies that we had to deal with as a result.
Did you survive by the end of the demo? Did you also turn to a zombie?
I did not.
No, okay. Now you, people from your group did?
No. We're good. We're good.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we had a good time. Just in case. There's always one person. I wonder if they say anything like, yeah, I'm about to turn, or they kept it on the low. It's all good. No, but I'm glad that you liked it and everything, man. So this was also PC, wasn't console?
Pretty sure it was PC. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for the impressions, man. All right, guys. Until next time, we're out. Bye.